you know, it's so amazing the way the, you know, the Hajis and the immigrants,
yes,
that was, the Hajj was an emigration. Of all the prophets emigrated, really, I think they all did. And so as we know, it was the emigration of Hazreti Hajar, who first, with Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, who brought her into the desert. The Prophet himself emigrated from Mecca to Medina. And, you know, Abraham, Prophet Abraham emigrated. And you could say Isa emigrated. In a way, he, you know, by ascending, he's still alive. His ascension was done alive. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like an emigration. Mm-hmm. But what the uncle, the blind uncle, Waraka, I think his name, of Hazreti Khadija told the prophet, he said, no prophet has come, but his people will chase him out. So that's part of the emigration, is that, you know, the truth will not be accepted. And that causes the to leave and to find a better place to for it to take root. Hajj is here, really. It's at our doorstep. You know, it's important, just as we also are conscious of all the people moving on the globe and, I mean, you know, dreaming about them and feeling one with them. And so this Hajj is also a big event. And as I said, represents something very profound, that it's a refusal on the part of, you know, part of human nature to refuse the truth, not to accept it when it appears clearly before them. And you could call it either a part of humanity or just a part of human nature that rejects the truth, because we know even in ourself we have that element. And but when it occurs in a society, and then the truth must flee. But there's a wisdom behind the fleeing, of course, because it goes to a new place where it can grow in a even better way. And so Medina, Munawwara, the illumined, was the refuge for the truth. It was the cradle, you know, and for this community to grow, and then they could return. But Medina, as the Prophet said, became dearer to him than his birth city. So that's a powerful statement. Why did it become dearer? Because that's the place that love manifested, you know, and that the new humanity at that time was blossoming. And you know, today we can also see in America signs of that, you know, that Sheikh Musaffer, after all, emigrated almost to America. You know, he couldn't actually come and live here. He couldn't abandon his dervishes in Turkey, but he would come a third of the year, 4 months a year by the end. That's a lot. And just in one place. He wasn't like one of these traveling sheikhs, go a little here, a little there. No, he came right here. You know, he made a few trips. He made a trip across country a couple of times to sow the seeds, also, you know, in the Midwest and West. But he was here most of the time. So it's important to contemplate these things, you know, because the truth needs fresh grounds. This is what Isa said, alayhi salam. He said, you can't put new wine in old bottles. So we need who are the new vessels, you know? Can we be the new vessels of this this great truth that Musaffer Efendi brought, that Rumi sang about, and Sheikh Noor and all the lovers? can we be the new vessels? We have to be new models, bottles. So what does that mean? That means that, you know, we have to break our old bottle. I have to let it break. The bottle of our ego and our limited self and our grasping self and fearful self and all of that. Inshallah. And pray. We have to pray that Allah takes that from us. And we have to just, you know, like, kind of let it go, let it. But there are many means of letting it go. So, but this is why a Sufi order is also a, you know, it's like a deconditioning. It's like emptying out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. Erasing. It's rather to see the truth or the unity or, yeah, the perfection. That's why that emphasis is put on the creation is perfect in the Surah Mulk, you know. Yeah. Everything is perfect, but the perfection doesn't mean that we don't do anything. Like, oh, everything's perfect, so we'll just go on vacation. No, everything is perfect. It's a dynamic perfection. It's perfect because we have the longing, you know, to reach out.